Quick question. How many leads in your inbox have never actually paid you? If you're like most freelancers and solopreneurs, the list is long and the revenue is short. Today, I want to fix that with one small test. A $3 to $7 micro offer that tells you who's ready to buy. Let's make this simple. In about an hour, you can publish something that proves demand, captures buyer contact, and starts real conversations. Welcome back to The Daily Marketing Move, your daily plan for marketing that actually moves the business forward. I'm Mason Reed. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Today's measurable outcome? Publish a micro offer in 60 minutes and track one metric this week. Okay, what is a micro offer? Think of a tiny paid product that delivers a single useful outcome in under 30 minutes of work. A checklist, a short template, a 15-minute recorded review, a mini audit. It costs $3 to $7. It's not meant to replace your main offers. It exists to do three things: validate demand, capture buyers' emails and payment signals, and create an easy follow-up path toward a higher value service. Here's what matters. A paid click is a stronger signal than a download. The main point I want you to take away is this pricing and scope rule. Price it between $3 and $7, low enough to remove friction, high enough to signal intent. Scope it so the deliverable is clear and limited. One deliverable, one outcome, under 30 minutes to produce for you or your template deliverable. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. Now, the 60-minute build plan. Follow me and time box it. Minute 0 to 10, pick your deliverable. Minute 10 to 20, write a one-paragraph offer. One sentence on who it's for, one sentence on the outcome, one sentence on exactly what they get, and the limit. Minute 20 to 40, create a one-page landing. Headline, three bullets, price, buy button. Minute 40 to 50, add a buy flow, either a Gumroad or PayPal link you paste, or an embedded Stripe buy button if you own a site. Minute 50 to 60, write a short confirmation email that says what happens next and includes a simple refund policy. Ship! To make your life easier, here are three copy-ready offers you can paste and adapt. First, mini site audit. A 15-minute micro audit of one page on your website. I'll check clarity, CTA, and one quick suggestion you can implement in 24 hours. Second, one-page strategy template. A fill-in-the-blank one-page plan for your next offer. Headline, three benefits, one pricing option, and a one-sentence follow-up email. Third, 15-minute recorded feedback. Send me a 2-minute demo or sample, and I'll record a 15-minute voice note with top three improvements and next step ideas. Each one is clear, limited, and easy to deliver at scale. Checkout options. Keep it simple. Option A, Gumroad or PayPal link. It's fast. Create a product, copy the checkout link, paste it on your landing page or social post. Option B, embedded buy button using Stripe, or a simple site plugin if you have a website. The test order here is important. Start with Gumroad or PayPal for day one launches. Less friction setting it up, and you can click test the whole flow on mobile in under 5 minutes. If you get steady sales, upgrade to an embedded button for a cleaner brand experience. Measurement and low traffic rules. Please don't panic about low numbers. Run the test for 7 to 14 days and track three things: number of sales, buyer email collection rate, and buyer to booked call or buyer to paid service conversion. If you sell two or three in a week with replies or booked calls, that's a signal. Also track qualitative signals. Did buyers reply with useful info? Did they ask follow-up questions? Did they share the offer? Treat early runs as directional, not definitive.
A quick vignette. A freelance designer I worked with launched a $5 micro audit for homepage clarity. She sold five in a week. She sent each buyer a 15-minute recorded review and a one-click calendar link for a paid consult. Two of those five booked paid projects at standard rates, not discounts. Her cost to acquire those consults was essentially the time it took to record the reviews, and she got real buyer conversations instead of passive downloads. Small sales turned into warm leads.
A few guardrails so this doesn't cheapen your brand. Label the micro offer clearly. Call it 15-minute micro audit or one-page template so expectations are set. Don't use this tiny product as your main pricing on core pages. Draft a simple deliverable checklist before you launch so you can deliver quickly and consistently. Add a short refund policy. Reply within 48 hours for a refund to reduce buyer anxiety and keep support time-boxed. Practical takeaway. Here's today's marketing move. Time-box 60 minutes on your calendar right now. Step 1, 10 minutes. Choose one deliverable from the three templates I just gave you. Step 2, 10 minutes. Write the one-paragraph offer. Step 3, 20 minutes. Build a one-page landing and paste a Gumroad or PayPal link. Step 4, 10 minutes. Write the confirmation email and refund line. Step 5, 10 minutes. Click test the checkout on your phone and then publish. Your metric for the week, number of paying buyers. Report back. Did you get 1, 3, 5? That's the signal. Before we go, one last reminder. You do not need more complexity. You need one small honest test that surfaces buyers. If you ship this and get no sales, treat it as a learning run. Tweak the headline, change the target, or make the outcome clearer and run another 7-14-day test. That's marketing with measurement. All right, publish your micro offer, track one metric this week, and let me know how it goes. If you like this episode, subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's move. Share with one person who needs a quick way to test demand. And if you want the three copy templates in a single text file, visit the show notes and grab them there. Here's the sign-off I always mean. Let's break that down, ship something simple, and start real conversations with paying people. Here's today's marketing move.